winner's bracket game with a twist, as it's the USF Bulls and the Miami Hurricanes. The twist being that the winner, well, you knew it was going to be in good shape, but now with no more Florida Gators in the tournament, could be in even better shape than that. 2-2 here, first bat of the game, and Kafis drills it. Paney gets a decent jump and has to dive and hangs on to it for the first out. Not an easy play for Pena, but a good read right off the contact, and there's one away. 1-2 to him, and a tapper. Sullivan's going to have to charge it. Which Sullivan's going to take it? It's Jake, and it's a difficult throw. Hogan scoops it. Let's hope everybody's okay. There's two away.
It was interesting because Colin realized even if he got to the ball, it was going to be too late, so he kind of had to dead leg it. There, that's a tag ball. Pena, similar play to the first out. This time he has to go lower to get it, and he gets it.
Two great running catches by Roberto Pena, and a 1-2-3 inning with some adventurous stuff in it, but a 1-2-3 inning.
And the top of the order has really jumped on opponents in their last 12 wins, and these are at the important times of the season. First three innings, the Bulls have outscored their opponents 46-9. In other words, when they get on top early, that's a big factor in their wins. First pitch by Smith, the Hogan is drilled to the right side, and Trout lets it eat him up. See how they score that, but score a base runner on first base for the Bulls.
Would think that would be a base hit. Terrell had to move to his right a little bit. He's a left-handed throwing first baseman. Not an easy play. Hogan hit that ball hard.
Oh, slider taken for ball four. Nice eye there by Pena. And we mentioned the strikeout-to-walk ratio of 59-11, so that was not an easy pitch to take, but he does. Taking a while, here's the pitch, 3-2, and that's taken inside for ball four, really close to the inside part of the zone. No way he can swing at that one, and the bases are loaded. So nice job there by Daniel Cantu, and now, again, a man that I mentioned earlier is hitting 255, but has got the confidence of a 400 hitter these days, Jake Sullivan. 2-2, one out, bases loaded for the Bulls here. No score. Smith delivers, and a fastball tag to right field. Kafis is going to make the play, but this should easily score the run. There's the catch. Hogan is going to tag, and it's 1-0 Bulls. That gets the job done by Jake Sullivan. Pena advances to third, and the Bulls again jump out on top. They have done it now 9 games in a row. Tony Jenkins, their center fielder, a junior experienced player from Rockledge High School, in a big spot here for his team with runners on the corners. And he tags it. That is going to tie the score. Cantu gets over to the ball. Terrell will advance to third, and it is 1-1. Jenkins with an easy bit of contact on an outside fastball, and we are all even.
3-2, two outs, so the runners will get a jump here. Sullivan at the belt. The 3-2 swung on and missed strike three. Bulls get out of the inning. Miami has now stranded four. We go to the bottom of the fourth, tied at one. There's a sharply hit ball into left field. That'll be a base hit for Sullivan. And the Bulls have their leadoff man on for the second time in this game. 3-2 on Ruiz. Sullivan at first. There's nobody out in the inning. In the dirt, ball four. Two on, nobody out for USF. That is the third walk allowed by Smith. Rivera 0-for-1 on the day. Line drive that will fall into center field for a base hit. Sullivan will score. Rivera picks up an RBI, and the Bulls take the lead 2-1.
Not waiting around on that fastball. That was glorious from Nelson Rivera. Right down the heart. Very little movement until it got hit, and the Bulls are back on top.
10th run batted in of the season for Rivera. And that brings up Nick Gonzalez, who grounded out his first time up. There's a little line drive into right field. That's going to fall for a base hit. They are going to wave the runner home. Eaton will score without a throw. It's 3-1 Bulls. Nick Gonzalez serves one into shallow right field. And the Bulls have two across in the inning.
How about the bottom of the orders? How about Gonzalez's first rib since the last game of the regular season? And it was as easy as you want.
Ball four, bases loaded.
Great eye by Carmine. Slider started on the outside corner, stayed that way. And this is, again, prime chance to really make a dent.
Only one out in the inning. Here's Riley Hogan, who singled and scored in the first. And guess what, folks? It's raining. Gonna see if they'll play through it or not here. Hogan, 1-for-2. This was not expected.
I put away my radar for the night.
Yeah, now one of the umpires is going in and talking to some of the Florida officials here. We presume the groundskeepers, and it looks like they said keep playing, which means they must think this is going to amount to very little.
USF players are thrilled.
Yeah.
It is a short little shower, and there's something looming about 2 hours away, so another reason probably to play through this one right here.
One ball, no strikes on Hogan. Bases loaded with bulls. One out. Rain is already letting up a little bit here.
Good call.
And again, the Florida folks, when they said keep playing, that's not because they want to go home. That's because they're reading the radar and see no issues. So we're still going at the moment. Two balls, one strike on Hogan. Fly ball, left center field. Center fielder Jenkins can't find it. Nobody can find it. It hits the wall. It's going to be extra bases. And the Bulls are going to clear the bases of Rivera and Gonzalez. Lane pulls up at third. That's a two-run double for Hogan. They lost it in the rain. Jenkins and Del Castillo couldn't find it, and it hit off the wall in left center field.
I mean, off the bat, you're like, well, that's going to be deep enough to score a run. But how about just one out still and second and third, and that lead is creeping up.
It is 5-1 USF. Things have calmed down after the rain. There was no lightning with this stoppage. It was all rain. One ball, two strikes on Sullivan. Gets away from the catcher, back to the screen, and the Bulls will tack on another run. It's 6-1, and the Bulls have 5 across in the inning.
It's the third time they've, I believe, in these 2 days scored without having to get a hit. Just watching the ball sail past the catcher.
0-2 to Kafis. Golfs one out toward left. Eaton running toward the line, makes the catch knee high on the run, 2 down.
We talked about what he's done and what he's meant to the offense, but he has shown some speed out there, making some catches on balls that could have fallen in, made an enormous play against the wall, slamming into it to keep it a one-run game against Florida yesterday.
Two quick outs for Lyle. Now Anthony Villar, who has grounded out twice. Fly ball left field. Eaton coming in and toward the line, has it tracked. And boy, that's a quick one for Logan Lyle. 3 up and 3 down. We go to the bottom of the fifth, 6-1 Bulls. 3-2 pitch to Ruiz. Line drive, base hit into right field. Nice job of protecting the plate. He just kind of reached the bat out and sent that thing into right for his first hit of the night.
I'll tell you what's happening here. And even on that last out of the last half inning, right when the ball left the bat, you hear this roar from our right dugout, fans behind them. I mean, this is the best environment, and we had a pretty good one last week against UCF. Okay, the second best environment of a game this year.
Here's Jared Eaton, a single, and then he reached on a fielder's choice, has stolen a base and scored a run. And he bunts it up the first baseline. They look at second. They go to first, and they throw it away. Everybody's safe, and everybody will move up. Ruiz to third and Eaton to second. It was a well-placed bunt. The first baseman, Alex Terrell, looked at second, which was a bad move because he had no chance at Ruiz. Then he took his eye off the plate at first. His toss went wild, and everybody's safe. Runners at second and third, nobody out.
You said it, a bad move to even look at second, okay. But he pump faked a throw, and then he lofted it underhanded. I don't know if it would have gotten him either way, but it got dropped regardless.
Bulls trying to become the last unbeaten team in this regional. 0-1 to Rivera. Reaches out, hits it into right. It's shallow, and it will fall in for a base hit. Coming in to score is Ruiz. Eaton will stop at third at 7-1. C.J. Kafis made a valiant effort. That ball was a bloop into shallow right. He laid out for it, but he couldn't take it out of the air, and the Bulls tack on another run. Rivera knocks in his second run of the evening.
Third in two games, all important, obviously, at this stage. And I go back to what you said earlier in the inning. It's never enough. With nobody out, keep this going.
Got a long way to go, though. Bottom of the fifth. Bouncing ball towards second. Glove there to second for one. On to first. Double play. Bulls get the run home. Gonzalez hustled all the way, but a nice turn by Miami for the double play. No RBI for Gonzalez, but Eaton scores, and it's 8-1. Low and away, 2-0. Again, we've been in this situation a couple of times in the last few days, and you give up a run here, a run there, you're okay. If you give up a bomb and a big inning, it's a different story. 2-0 toward right. Cantu has it measured in front of the warning track, makes the catch, and the inning is over. Logan Lyle is through two. The Bulls pitching staff is through six. We go to the bottom of the sixth. 8-1, USF over Miami. Line drive, base hit into center field. Ruiz is aboard with one away. That's hit number 9 on the game for the Bulls. Back to first, and Ruiz back successfully.
Well, he does lead the Bulls in stolen bases, but I guess you might consider stealing him with two outs. Get a runner in scoring position for a guy that has three RBI hits.
One ball, one strike on Rivera. Line toward the line in right field. That's down for a base hit. It's going to rattle around in the corner. They are sending Ruiz, and the throw comes into second, and the Bulls have a 7-run lead once again. 9-2 USF, Nelson Rivera. Three runs batted in. He knocks in Ruiz with a double to right.
Well, they didn't steal him at that speed of Ruiz. I don't know if anyone else on the team, maybe Eaton, scores. And as this game got a later start due to earlier weather, not only are you in prime position in a bracket perspective, but the loser of this one has to turn around and play early. They could be a little tired by the time they come back to play tomorrow. It's Miami. Swung and a miss, strike three. Pulled the string there. And that's a big K, two away.
It really is. Down to four outs now. If Sanchez can finish off these two innings, that would be a big lift for the Bulls.
And it makes 100% sense to keep him out there unless he starts to give up crooked numbers. Again, six lefties in this lineup. Those are the only two innings that Miami has scored. He's been a part of it. Tags that one, but Ruiz has it played at second base, and that'll do the trick after a leadoff double. Nothing else doing for the Miami Hurricanes against Joe Sanchez. And three outs to go. We head to the bottom of the eighth with the Bulls on top in this one with a score of 9-2. Pena loves to hit fastballs, gets one inside, and it's going to score a run. The shortstop playing deeper left makes the out at first. They just get the one out, and the Bulls tack on. It's 10-2. Well, what the Bulls did in the first game of this Gainesville Regional really set some dominoes falling. The big domino, the Florida Gators, fell earlier today. And who would have thought it's possible that the host of a regional could be the first team out and the four seed be 2-0. It rarely happens. Do recall a couple years ago when Cincinnati, the last time that there was an American Athletic Conference tournament and champion, came in as a four seed, went out to Corvallis, won its first game, but then faltered, lost the next two. Well, Bulls aren't faltering in their second game here in Gainesville, looking to finish it off up 10-2. Special stuff late into the night here, but Bulls have had some fun late nights recently, let me tell you. Curveball and a dandy taken for strike two on the outside corner, and the Bulls are one pitch away from being one win away in the NCAA tournament. Fans on their feet. Great contingent here from Tampa. It's been a fun couple of days. Can day two finish right now? Here's the pitch. Ball is whacked deep to right field, but it's going to stay in play for Daniel Cantu. and he makes the catch, and the Bulls win. They dominate the Miami Hurricanes 10-2. A big five-run fourth inning sent them on their way, and there was no heading the Bulls in this one. So the fourth seed, USF Bulls, 2-0, and have a real opportunity at some school history thanks to what they've done here on two tremendous performances.